Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Surge. Nice choice hitting up this podcast. No surprises, you're all about diving into tastes everyone in the room can enjoy. Just like White Claw Surge. It's for celebrating those moments when connections have been made and the night's just begun. With bold flavors and 8% alcohol by volume, unleash the night. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top-brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Next one from Colin. He says, Mike and Cookies, maybe I live under a rock. I don't think it's being talked about enough that Miami won't leave the state of Florida until November. Not to mention 9 of the 12 games are in the state of Florida. It reminds me of a certain U of M team scheduling you were familiar with.
Yeah.
He says, anyway, any credence to betting SMU that first time they leave the state on November 1st?
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I don't like Rhett Lashley and I don't like this SMU team, but I understand your theory. And plus, you'll probably be catching the better part of a touchdown. Not mad about it. Hey, by the way, speaking of road trips, etc.,
yeah,
you're going to sanction whether I'm allowed to bet something because I don't want to be called a slappy.
Yeah.
Am I wrong to tell you USC favored by 2 is the play with Michigan going to the left coast? We just saw UCLA, what they did to Penn State. We saw what happened to Michigan State. We saw what happened to Minnesota. You can't fly out there and win. But only
I'm only doing it
if you tell me Michael USC's the play.
Oh, I hate it because USC is such a weak team when it comes to playing like physical Big Ten football, and it's all Michigan does. Like I think it's a bad matchup for USC. But you're right. Then I got to throw in the logistical talking points, right? The East-West stuff.
I just had to ask.
I don't have a great feel for it right now, to be honest with you, because like the football, the neutral site, Michigan beats them. It's not a neutral site.
Definitely isn't. But go ahead. You're going to dictate whether that's a play or not. I'm staying out of it. I'm just going to do what I'm told. Go ahead.
This last one, it's from Michael. He says, hey, fellas, always enjoy the banner and cookie smarm. Have you thought about handing out would bet it at this number? Sometimes the late release of the pod, the line changes so much.
Yeah, this is something we can't figure out either. Is like we've even altered our taping schedule to get you stuff earlier to try to keep up with the field. Like, case in point, Purdue 9.5. If you didn't bet it until game, it was 7.5. Like, here's my problem. I'm not qualified to tell you what the minimum closing line should be. Unless you're just going to be beholden to power rankings, which I like them as a resource. But the problem with the power rankings sometimes is you feel like you're getting this amazing deal where you're like, oh, it's 9.5. I have it at 17. And it's like,
why?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, no, I think that's a real thing. I will cite SP Plus. Again, nothing is gospel. Not bet differential, not sandwich spots, not feel, not data, not power numbers. But sometimes I'll see it and I'll go, oh, there's a huge gap. It's like a touchdown or more of value. Well, a quarterback's hurt. Well, how do I factor that in? Like, they're not factoring it in. Or what am I missing here with a short week that's not factored into a power ranking or a number? So you can't just bet that way. So we can't just flat out give you a number. And I think the other challenge we run into is if we wait too late to give you as close to the closing line as possible, we don't get as many listens. The shelf life of the episode dies instantly. Cool. We could drop it Saturday morning. Guess what? We only have a few hours for you guys to listen. So we try to get you the info early enough in the week, and you can make those determinations for yourself. If you go, whoa, these guys were quoting 6.5 and now it's 11.5. Well, what changed? Well, now that's on you. And I hate handing you the homework, but you know something squirrely's going on. You're going to have to dig a little deeper.
It's just, we met this summer and talked about it. Like, we've altered the taping schedule to try to outrun it, and we still can't. I don't have a great answer. I mean, I guess we can try, but I'll tell you, I feel like I'd be offering you not bad.
No, what I don't want to do is we can be more mindful of it in spots. Like, if you see a spread and we'll go, hey, I'd bet this up to the touchdown. Anything over 7, I'd stay away. But I don't want us to feel like we have to give like instructions to every play. You know what I'm saying?
No. No.
To where if you have it at 3.5, you can bet it. But if you get it to 6.5, then you're going to need to check here, circle back, turn to page 42. I just think that becomes too much work
with you.
For you guys, not us.
Yeah, with you.
So good. That's the mailbag. You can send them in cashticketpodcast@gmail.com. We'll read them every week.
You got it. And we will be ready to rock. Much better card this week in college. Don't forget the football show. / our football review. Really good 1 p.m. window. Boy, my 4 p.m. window. Oh, boy. But hey, all the content, rate, review, subscribe. We appreciate you guys, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.